You talked about having producers that perhaps oversee the children's work or polish it at the end of the process. With the projects you do these producers go back and look at things that have worked in the past? Is there any sort of assessment? Is there any sort of feedback that they have to help improve the work they do? I guess what I'm getting at is, how do you judge the effectiveness as an educational product?
Well, the answer is, in two of the three projects that I've done, we've done, I mean, that one there that's in front of you there, we actually had an outside company in to evaluate that. And I think quite a lot of the odd projects that have gone around the country, but the BBC is great like that, because you end up, because it's different in every area, and with regional BBC you sometimes end up with maybe one station doing something like we used to do the Children's Festival, and we started doing this, you know, sort of 10 years in Sheffield, 10, 11 years ago, and it's now developed into something that Creative Partnerships funding, and it's become a much bigger thing. You know, they're doing radio and films and various other things this year because they've got a bit of extra funding. And these things happen in an isolated way around the BBC. Somebody evaluates them, and then eventually bits of those are plucked out and become, you know, sort of used more widely and rolled out.
I want to talk about radio drama again for a second. Why do you think radio drama is so effective?
We did a radio drama competition last year, again in Sheffield, as part of it. This was with adults. And we thought we'd get about 30 plays. We got 100, you know, and we were going to make 5, and we made 14. And we had professional actors in to do them, so it was essentially a writing process. But then the people who'd written those things got to come in direct them, work out where the sound effects were going to be, all that sort of thing. And I think radio dramas are particularly good for anybody, because you've actually got to tell a story. We're so used to everything being in front of us on a screen and it being too easy. And actually telling a story with just words and sounds and nothing else is actually quite hard, and it makes you think, and it makes you use your imagination and your language and things a lot more. It's a bigger range of skills, so that's why I think it's very good educationally. It just stretches people.
When your children make their radio dramas, do you think there's an optimal length for their shows?
Well, we had to, because we were going to broadcast these on a BBC station, we had to put a limit on the children's radio dramas. I think the longest we allowed, they were supposed to be 5 minutes, and the longest we allowed, there was one that ended up being, it was 15, and we said, you know, you've got to cut it down, and it ended up being about 7. And the adult ones were 5 minutes that we did. But I've just done, this week actually, a rather odd thing with radio drama, in that... again, this was in Sheffield, and the theatres were having a Pinter festival, and they were doing a Pinter radio play that hadn't been done since 1980, and they wanted it broadcast on local radio, a recording of a stage reading during the festival, and it's actually going to go out on Radio 3 as a studio recording. But we invited to the recording of the, which was in the middle of the afternoon because it was a rehearsal, of the play, it's only half an hour, lots of people. We did some workshops all around the city, and then we invited along a load of people who wouldn't normally go and see that sort of thing. They might go and see a musical, or they'd never been to the theatre before. The language was quite simple in this play, because it was Harold Pinter, but the concepts were quite complicated. Then we broadcast it, and it's on the website now for a couple of weeks as well. And what surprised me was the feedback, this is adults, that I got from them. I expected at least half a dozen people would say this was a complete load of rubbish. And actually nobody did. They all said, I'd like to listen to this again when it's on the radio. This was really interesting. It's very intriguing. It made me think. And I think you can be very patronising to people about radio drama and think it's not for them. And actually, if you do it with them, you know, sort of all sorts of people, it does appeal to them. But what doesn't appeal to them is probably Radio 3 or Radio 4, because they're not their sort of radio stations. So.
Any thoughts on accents? When it comes to, I mean, in the old days, it was all very posh and we all went to a certain school, but the children, do you sort of rap them over the knuckles for the pronunciation, or is it more important to...
No, the general rule about about presentation has always been, I mean, for adults and children, I've done this with adults as well, because we've done quite a lot of projects with the Bus and the Open Centres where we get adults to actually write script, deliver their own stories, you know, and things like that. And they're very nervous about doing that. And the rules I've always had for presentation are, your voice is as good as anybody else's. And all you have to do is speak slowly and clearly. You really have to slow down, I think, because otherwise people can't understand what you're saying. And smile. And make every word matter. And don't trail your sentences off at the end. And that's about it, really. Anybody can do it.
You mentioned young and old. Can you talk about some of the similar goals or similar outcomes, I guess, of teaching young people and old people through radio dramas or radio production?
Well, having done two radio drama projects, both writing projects, one with children and one with adults, there was very little difference, really, to be quite honest. Because they ended up writing something, then we did a bit of sort of coaching around what they'd written and said, you might need to redraft this, as most writers have to. And then we, for the children's dramas, the youth theatre did the acting, and we had professional acting for the adult dramas. The only thing I didn't have time to do with the adults was make them record their own sound effects, but there just wasn't time. So I think, and the thing that I think with adults as well, is a lot of these things, children enjoy them because they're games and they're playing and they're fun. And actually adults enjoy doing that as well. And you do a lot of workshops with people. The BBC is quite big on storytelling. Are you aware of that generally now? And there are storytelling techniques, getting people to write their own stories, script them, tell them in various different ways. And I've done that with both adults and children. And a lot of adults will say, well, I've never written anything since I was at school. But they really enjoy playing the games because it all getting people to write and be creative in that way, whether it's adults or children, involves having quite a lot of fun. And when we did this Pinter thing recently, when we did the workshops, we did some family workshops and we did drama exercises and made up stupid plays, because all Pinter's plays come from little snippets of conversation, and we did that with adults and with children, and they all, adults even more, really enjoyed playing, and they don't do it anymore, you know, because they have to work and be terribly serious. So
any final thoughts that you might have? I mean, is there any direction that the BBC is taking education using radio? Or
it's a difficult one, really, because I'm not, you know, at the centre of what's going on. But the, as I say, the big thing is the digital curriculum. But that does have audio on the website, do you know what I mean, as well. So it uses both things. And there are, as I say, a number of projects going on in local radio stations around the country that I'm aware of. But sometimes you get isolated pockets in the BBC of different things happening. And I did that research for the Radio Academy as well, because they did a lot of work with student radio and wanted to look at what would happen in schools.